the great and powerful Oz.
Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It's your station, KETR. It is Friday the 20th here on Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. We do have Alice Reese on the line. She's the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald Banner. And every Friday morning, she brings us movie reviews here on KETR. Good morning, Alice.
Good morning, Daniel.
We've got a couple of movies to talk about this morning. Some pretty interesting and entertaining movies, I might say. I've seen many advertisements for the first two movies. Haven't seen very many for the last one, but I'm looking forward to seeing these three movies coming out in theaters. The first one is called Prisoners.
This is one that I noticed various previews for quite a while, and I thought, oh no, not that again. That same old story, that same old revenge. It turned out to be absolutely, I was totally wrong. I'm amazed by how fine this movie is. It was the runner-up for a Best Picture recently at the Toronto Film Festival, and it deserves it. It stars Jake Gyllenhaal as a kind of a, I don't know, kind of a tortured type cop who is stuck in this terrible situation of trying to find whoever abducted two children. And it was on Thanksgiving Day, and the two girls, six-year-olds, are playmates. They leave from one house to go to the other house to get a red whistle, and they disappear. And right away, a suspect is found, the man who was driving this van that was, I mean, it was an RV that was parked where the children, near the home of the children, of the two children in the neighborhood. And it is Alec Jones is this driver, and he's somewhat of a very slow-witted fellow. He's played by Paul Dano, and he's arrested, but then they can't find any connections. They can't, he doesn't seem, there's no evidence tying him to this. So he gets released, and Hugh Jackman is the father of one of the children who actually tries to attack the man as he's being released and says, "What did you do with my child? Where are these children?" And he's just positive that they're letting this guy get away. So anyway, this whole thing turns into a very complicated, as I said, revenge story. But it's 2.5 hours long. I never looked up. I never noticed that it was that long. It is totally involving. And the cast is very fine. Maria Bello, who plays the mother, and a standout performance by best thing I've ever seen Hugh Jackman do. And he got an Oscar nomination last year for Les Mis. And another Oscar winner, Melissa Leo, is in it, and she's very fine. But this is done by Canadian director Denis Villeneuve, and he had already been nominated once for Best Foreign Language Picture, so he's living up to his laurels.
Well, this next one's violent, I guess. Very violent, just by, you know, looking at the previews for this movie. It's starring well-known Glee star Diana Agron and also Michelle Pfeiffer and Robert De Niro. It's called The Family.
Oh, some of my favorites, Robert De Niro and Michelle Pfeiffer. She doesn't make that many movies anymore, and unfortunately, she was in this one. This is one of the worst things I've ever seen, these kind of big-time stars actually get associated with. Also has Tommy Lee Jones as the FBI agent. This is a couple with their two children who are in the witness protection program, and I've never heard of this before, but instead of being in the U.S., they take them to France. And what is wrong? There are so many things wrong with the movie, but one of the strangest things is that for some reason nobody in France speaks French. That's just very odd. These two children enroll in a high school, American children, and it's fine because everybody here is just, I guess their subjects are in English. I don't know. Everybody's just speaking English. And but the big problem with it, it's directed by Luc Besson, who has done some very fine work, but he's not known for his comedic talents. And they try to make it funny, but they're just body after body piling up, and it's just so incredibly violent. It's supposed to be a black comedy. It just doesn't work. It never does. And it's sorry to see De Niro and Pfeiffer in something like this.
And it's weird that you're saying that it's a just a bad movie in that case, because I'm sitting here looking at all the things that what was his name, Besson, the director, you know, has been associated with. He did Taken, he did Taken 2, he did things like The Transporter, and he wrote those things, so it's very surprising.
Yeah, and they're
good
not
movies.
That funny.
Right, but they're not funny.
Maybe it is funny in French. Maybe that's a whole other, I don't know, but these dead bodies, they're burying them in the backyard. They're, you know, just whacking everyone. It just somehow, it's just not funny. I don't know.
Well, this last one, and it's her first screen, being on screen since Iron Man 3, but Gwyneth Paltrow's back in Thanks for Sharing.
Yes, and she plays a part that's quite amusing. She plays this girl called Phoebe, and Phoebe is sort of a health nut who runs miles and miles every day and who has this strict diet, and, you know, in real life, that is what Gwyneth is known for, is and she sort of winks and makes fun of herself in this role that she plays in this. She's, in other words, this movie is all about addiction, and she's addicted too, even though hers is not a drug or alcohol or sex addiction like these other characters. She has an addiction to overly trying to be healthy. And it's a movie about a 12-step program, and the members in it are led by Tim Robbins. He's Mike, and he's a former alcoholic and sex addict, and he is the sponsor of a guy named Adam, played by Mark Ruffalo, who has just achieved his 5-year medallion and is intending to have like a normal relationship with this character played by Gwyneth Paltrow, known as Phoebe. And there's that story, and then there's another story with Josh Gad, and who plays Neil. He's an emergency room doctor, and Dee Dee is She's a hairdresser. And they forge a friendship as they struggle to defeat, they're both sex addicts also. Dee Dee, by the way, is played by Alicia Moore, and that is the real name of the singer-songwriter Pink. And she is a revelation. She's quite good as this tattooed hairdresser. Also in the movie are Jolie Richardson and Patrick Fugit, who play Tim Robbins' wife and drug and alcohol addicted son. Sounds pretty heavy, but it's got a lot of comedy in it, and the relationships between all these characters are very interesting. The problem is that it's mainly about sex addiction, and no one can ever make a movie to top Steve McQueen's, the director Steve McQueen, who did Shame, which came out a couple of years ago, and that's the ultimate film on that topic. So this can't make up, but it's quite an interesting film on its own.
Prisoners, The Family, and Thanks for Sharing are three movies that are out in theaters near you right now. We've heard these reviews from Alice Reese, and according to Alice, The Family may not be one of those movies you might want to go see, but you can be the judge of that. Just go to your nearest theater and see these three movies. Again, that's Prisoners, The Family, and Thanks for Sharing. Alice, thanks for sharing. We will talk to you again next week.
Thank you.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived episodes right here on KETR.org. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.